perhaps some people still arrive, but we'll start to make use of the time. I'll give a very short introduction how this came about, and then I think we'll make a round to see who is here really at the moment. And well, then go on. I don't have a plan yet, but we are four, so. Well, about half a year ago, I think it was, first it was a dialogue or what is it, the three people in Aftab, Inventor, and we started, where we thought perhaps the time is right to build an ongoing organization that structures this network that has been growing by the IECs, which are these great events that only every 2 years, and in between there's a gap which they already started, tried to bridge by this from the, you know, what was it called in Vienna last year.
Regathering,
exactly. But still, there are many other possibilities, as you know, via internet and video meetings and regional meetings and all these things. And what I must mention too, the origin of the IEC, the first one, is in this idea of Integrated Europe, which still appears here now on the program as the organizer. There was a group before us. You were part of it.
And the survivor.
Yes. And what they managed was to start this first conference by this idea, wow, let's meet with all these people around Europe. But then what was is left is the conference, which the Hungarians needed the task of organizing, but the in-between organization, it didn't carry on, it faded out somehow. Only the website left, but it was not updated. So that's the point where we are. We have been meeting since half a year with a small group, six, seven, eight people, regularly on a video conference base and exploring the possibilities and the stakeholders around, because we are not the only one in this field of integral evolutionary somehow. There are many others. What could be the situation? What could be the task? What could be the business model of Integral Europe? And that's the point where we are. Our, we think the time is right to start this. And but of course it's not enough to have six or seven people there. We need more, and this gathering is to get in resonance with the field and with you. So I think.
Yeah, may I speak for the history of this meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. So basically, we are now in a 2, 3, 4th phase of Integrated Europe. Like this whole thing that Europeans should gather and organize in a continental level in the integral world, started with Peter Castles and a colleague, so two European gentlemen started it, and they sent out newsletters. They started to gather information what's going on in the European integral field in different countries. They started to produce newsletters, basically listed events, and maybe two or three of those newsletters came out, and I got super excited. And then no more newsletter came. And then we learned that they just stopped doing it because they had an orange model that they wanted to do an orange business out of it, which is good actually, right? So nothing against it. But somehow they figured it doesn't want to catch up, so they just abandoned it. And then there was a silence. And then Dennis Wittrock called us together in the year 2012 at the German Integral Conference, that Europeans should gather after the conference and try to form an integral Europe organization. And we were 22 of us in that room. That's when I entered the scene, basically, in 2012. And out of the 22, five of us stayed, the rest left. And these five was the original group of Integral Europe who created this conference. And that was Dennis, myself, Miriam von Groen, Netherlands, which is here, Kevin from France, and Raquel from Spain, Raquel Torrent from Spain. So five of us were doing these Zoom sessions, and of course, there's always a lot of fire. We should do this, we should do that. Okay, there's a lot of plans. So who has work hours? Sorry, I don't have. So people start to drop out as work needs to be done, but there is no payment in the beginning, right? It's just us trying to do something. So at the end of the day, out of the five, though, namely, we had all the five of us, but actually Dennis and I started to work to create this conference. And that's how IEC was born, as the first product or offering of the Integra Europe group. And the conference was organized and held actually by the Hungarian Integra Academy, which is still true today, because when you organize a conference to be the company, you need paid workers. It's a huge, terrible, huge job. So that's how our Hungarian company organized it. And we extended the Hungarian day team with Dennis, Hanna, and some, you know, colleagues from Europe. And then Dennis and I did IEC 1 and 2, and then even Dennis dropped out because he doesn't get really a payment. So and he needed to get his life into a higher position in Orange, so he needed to get a good work, good payment. I was already stable in Hungary with my Integra Academy financially. And basically, that Integra Europe group also dispersed. And there was again a silence and a void, and that's when you showed up half year ago approximately, or September, and Aftab, who has been kind of with us for years, but he showed up as well, and they called me in a call, and then we sent out a call for many Integra Europeans, out of which at the end of the day maybe 10-12 came, and five of us stayed again through this filtering, who wanted to be there all the time, which is Marco, Aftab, Raymond, myself, and Rainer from Leo Prechting, who's doing our workshop somewhere in the building. So now this is kind of another phase, and we are again reaching out to inviting any of you who would love to join this stream. That probably now we hope we can do an association. So transcending this phase of getting just Zoom calls as a think tank, but also as an association. And what was the plan from the previous group, Dennis, myself, and others, that actually IEC wanted to be just one offering of the Integra group, but it's so big that between two IECs, we are just organizing the post-conference phase and start to organize the next conference. So we became basically fully occupied by this. So it's a little bit the horse, the cart went in front of the horse, right? So Integra Europe, that should be the horse, kind of get silent, and IEC as a product, the card, got in front. So now, if we could resurrect or get Integra Europe going as an organization, then again, probably the balance would be, you know, nice, because we want not only conferences, but actually an organized network between the conferences that is connected, and in orange, in green, in all, in blue, healthy blue in all aspects.
So my proposition would be to make the next step around, where you will introduce yourself, and not only on paper but in life, and say perhaps one sentence about your motivation, what brought you here, so that we can hear the different interests coming in here. So perhaps I just start, and then we go on clockwise. So my name is Raymond Fissler. I have been in the board of the German-speaking Integra Association, which exists for, what is it now, 10 years or something like that. We have about 400 members in these Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Luxembourg, and so on, and which has proven to be quite a stable structure. And that was one of the ideas, why not do this on a larger level? I don't know if this upscaling works one-to-one, but well, that's the basic idea. And I was quite fascinated by this, I'm eager to put really work into this, to take this into life and to take an active role in this. So.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Robert Kramer. I was born in Budapest, so I speak a little Hungarian, but my family left after the Hungarian Revolution in 1956. the U.S. So I have U.S. citizenship and Hungarian citizenship. I was a professor for many years in the U.S. of management and leadership, and worked in the U.S. government for 25 years, 2 years with Vice President Al Gore on a small team to reinvent, transform the culture of the U.S. government, the largest organization in the world. It's 2 million people.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And the second most powerful person in the U.S. government was not successful in transforming and did not leave, I'm sorry to say, a scratch on the U.S. government, which today has deteriorated very sharply. I left the government after Gore lost the election. I became a professor for 15 years in Washington, D.C., where I did leadership development for senior executives in the civil service. I did not use any integral mindset. I didn't know it. And only when I consulted at the European Commission, Rainer von Leopoldtung, who is somewhere in the building, invited me to come and do some work at the Commission. He taught me, along with a small group in Brussels, about integral, about constellation, spiral dynamics. And so I became very interested over 10 years ago. Now I moved back to Budapest. And I saw a notice, I got an email from Bente, who I never met, saying, integral. So I have arrived and I'm learning. This is my, and I would like to contribute to whatever extent I can to creating an organization, because my PhD work is from a business school in Washington, D.C. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, my name is Marco Robledo. I come from Spain. I'm a professor of management at the University of the Balearic Islands. And I was a member for many years of the Spanish Integral Association, which unfortunately disappeared. When these guys, I found out through these guys that there is like a project to create an integral Europe Association, as I come in, because I think there is a need in Europe for an integral vision, and I think that this association could contribute to spread this integral vision and integral theory in Europe.
My name is Isaac Portilla. I am originally from Spain, although I've been living abroad 20 years now. Currently, I work mainly in the spiritual field. I am a spiritual master, according to my students. I'm truly a mystery to myself. I'm actually grateful for the integral theory for allowing you a platform for exploration. So I came here 2 years ago, and I was very saturated with the traditional spirituality, no evolution, no exploration, you know, these fixed models, no academic thinking, no scientific thinking. And it just didn't work for me. So I'm starting to find my place in the integral, let's say, field. And so I'm interested to contribute probably mostly from the conceptual principles related with the divine principles. And this is more, I think, where I could, from a philosophical point of view, where I can contribute.
My name is Aftab Umar. The organization that Raimond and Daniela are leading, Integrales Forum, is an inspiration and could be one model for what we might build together. They've been at it 20 years. They have 500 almost dues-paying members. This doesn't mean we would do something that's dues-paying necessarily, but it creates a model for us. The one other point that would be good to have in the field is how what we build as an initiative could be a commons. Commons as just a commons in the sense of a collaboration that has common interest as its primary commitment, articulating with private interests, private entrepreneurial interests, and how this initiative might be a way for the commons to serve private interests and for private interests to contribute to the commons of the European issue.
Luigi Battuaga from Milan, Italy. Currently, I am the vice president of Eurotrust, which is European Transparent Association. And since 10 years, I am very involved in transpersonal. But I have an institute named Integral Transpersonal Institute, and I have a training full accredited by the Minister of the University, which creates psychotherapy, that is named Integral Transpersonal. So I am looking out of transpersonal and merge into integral to see if the place is the right place to stay. I were very impressed in the quality and of the organization and everything. I was not so satisfied of my experience in transpersonal as you can see. So I am looking if we can make a bridge or just go ahead with my process in integral.
I would have a proposal, as we have now a peace photographer. Maybe we can make a group photo with a great photo, camera. Because I'm
later.
At the end. So at the
we have
end.
To make up.
Okay.
What time is the end?
3:30, I guess.
Because we call it
1:30 for lunch.
Okay, so 5 minutes before.
Yes, 5 minutes, 1:30. Thank you.
Okay.
By then, we will not be getting along.
My name is Vlad. I'm from Russia, and I'm in this like interesting like I'm for the first time on the Integral European Conference, and actually recently into the whole integral theme. Even through I'm in this interesting position of working with several teams and several networks and communities and movements who don't call themselves, you know, integral. In most of them are not familiar with the integral theory, for instance, but they're actually very like-minded with the same kind of purpose and the same values. So one in Russia is like educational, well, the network of educators, which is called Metaversity, which is trying to establish the new approach to education. Instead of building educational institutions, you're building educational ecosystems, bringing different educators together so that individuals and groups can navigate their way through. And it's all about collaboration. And then we've been launching the initiative called Global Education Futures, which is like the collaboration of international, also like people into education on like trying to like introspect on what could be the future of education, you know, in a larger scale, and what can be done there, which went more into the commercial sector for the last couple of years. So I kind of withdrew from there. And there was another movement which basically I can call that an integral movement, because it's exactly about the same people who share the same values and vision for the future from different quadrants, even if, again, they're not familiar with the integral, which was called the Protopia Laboratory Movement, like people who prototype the future at the present. And as I'm, you know, moving into integral at the moment, that's, I guess, one of the pains maybe that I have, that I really want more collaboration, not just sharing the experiences and learning from each other, which is also cool, but which is more about, okay, like, this is our individual thing that we are doing, you know, if you want, come learn from us. And I really have this experience of, like, you know, creating projects which have these synergetic effects when we have really different actors from different cultures and like, different interests acting together for the common purpose, which, like, excites me a lot. So I'm super excited to see if we can bring these networks together, maybe, because they don't know each other, and make a like real collaboration with the global impact out of it. And I'm, you know, this kind of young guy who has a lot of, not a lot of
money and not a lot of resources, but a lot of time and energy. So I'm willing to, you know, put my effort and energy into work, not just talk on the Zooms and Skypes and then leave out.
Well, we will move right away to exploit you.
After cut back your orange.
As I was here, actually, I had some ideas about the Integral European Conference, like content-wise and format-wise, how to organize. So if there is a way also to contribute that, I'd be happy to find a way.
My name is Bożena Wujec. I'm from Poland. Basically, I'm just a business coach, working globally from Warsaw. And also I work at university, business university in Warsaw. So I'm very fresh in this movement. I'm very new, but I already feel like home, and I basically like everything. I took some courses, online courses, conducted by Ken Gilbert, so I like it very much. So I just, my vision is to have one Europe, and that's all. I'll be very happy to be part of it.
My name is Michal Matuszal. I'm coming from Slovakia. I was for several years, now it's about 10 years, in different green organizations, mostly in Wikimedia and in Esperanto movement. I founded, for example, Wikimedia Slovakia, where I'm for 6 years president, and was active in Slovakian Esperanto Youth and so on. I feel that the work, the way we was working was not so efficient, quite greenish, and would like to do something with that inside of these organizations, but also like to spread, use the structures like system we was using in the green organizations for the yellow organizations, for the yellow community. Inside of the Europe, I also would like to have one Europe. I see that Europe is one of the like bastions of integral thinking, because we have quite great. We have like European Commission, which is super green, and it present good foundations for emergence of integral. And I would like to help with this emergence.
Hi, I'm Magda Lemeshmeshek, and I describe myself as a human rights specialist, as a practitioner, and as an educator. I'm currently based in Budapest at the Central European University, where I'm teaching, doing doctoral research on human rights, trying to develop a human rights theory of everything, so integral comes into that. And I've been working in Europe and the different institutions for a number of years, also with the United Nations for over 10 years before I came back to academia. Most recently, however, I was in Jerusalem as a visiting professor at Al-Quds University, so I have literally just come back to Hungary, and I just arrived at the conference, and the first conversation that I had was with Aftab, and he said, come to this session we're having, so here I am, and I'm happy to be here and contribute if I can.
Hello, everybody. My name is Raditz Nikularo. I'm a professor at business school, currently in Kazakhstan, but it's my third continent where I have been doing what I'm doing, teaching in business schools. So I am originally from Bulgaria, but also spent a lot of time in the U.S., so I'm dual citizenship, Bulgarian American. And what brings me here is a lot of the things that you already mentioned, and I apologize, I'm a little bit sick, so my voice is not so strong. As I said, Central Asia is the third continent on which I'm based, and having this global perspective on things have made me observe and question a lot of things and realize a lot of things. And what was already mentioned, one of the realization is that Europe is, United Europe is too precious of a project to be lost, given the current developments that we are observing. This is something very scary to me. Scary in a good sense, in the way it's urging you to action. And I can go on and on. I'm a professor, you know. So I'll stop here, but yeah, I'm also at this kind of midlife type of stage where I used to talk with some friends that it used to be, you know, in your midlife crisis, you're buying a Porsche or something like this. Now the new Porsche seems to be social entrepreneurship and giving back, etc. So as I observe this, a lot of my friends are really concerned and involved. So this is my other motivation here, the new Porsche giving back.
Hello, my name is Constance Little. I am a Native American. I've been living in Spain since about 1981. I've got four children grown, and I've been working in the realm of non-governmental associations, organizations, for about going on 40 years, I think, or 30 anyway. And right now I'm president of MIRDA, Association for Women's Leadership, and we work in collaboration with other local organizations to organize activities directed at women, for women. And I've had the privilege of sharing meditation practice with a very interesting group of people, mostly women, one of whom is here today. I've always been, since I've moved to Europe, I've been become very interested in, you know, the dynamics of what's going on. I'm not especially knowledgeable, but I live in the Basque Country in Spain. We've had problems with terrorism, with separatist movements. Catalonia now would like to be independent. So I think that my interest in Europe is to see it evolve as a place where you have a true example of unity and diversity. And I think that it fits in quite well with the integral model, let's say, and also hopes for development and evolution. And I think Europe has so many rich ideas and history that is something that we have to protect and preserve and develop. So I came to, out of interest, to see what's cooking here.
My name is Bart Urbanek from Vienna, Austria, born and living there. I was a participant of the 68 movement. And now I'm at the age of 68, and I'm from my planner. But I still have jobs as I'm operating as isolation tank, the best isolation tank in Samadhi tank in Vienna, if you would like to come. And I'm still the master of a bathhouse and recreational area in a co-housing project. Kind of urban eco-village in Vienna with 200 people, integrally inspired, let's say, in the transition from green to yellow. I'm a member of Integralis Forum since maybe one decade, and I'm retiring now and in the phase of self-reflection and self-analysis. I'm dealing with my personal shadows on one side, then the Viennese and Austrian shadows, and combined with that the European shadows from the last 100 years. Yes, we're just recovering from that, and that's my main goal, to make a constellation where I could be of some help, but it's a the greatest task maybe of the next 10, 20 years to digest our catastrophic history and to recover from that. So this could be my contribution.
Hello, good morning everybody. I'm Rosana Agudo from Basque, Spanish. The for the last 30 years, I've been working and creating several organizations while I have my own meditation, you can call it a school. I knew Ken Wilber in the 90s. It was good for me because I had a spontaneous experience. I was always working with in business, but I had this happened to me to my life that was put upside down my life, and so I was knowing a lot of things and different ways of life, and I was investigating in Buddhism, in Zen, in shamanism, and everything that comes to my life, and that was enriched me a lot, and I'm glad for that. After that, I started creating several organizations like MIRA, and Lukoso as a platform for conscious citizens. And another one, that this is TTI, this is technology for the inner transformation. And I was working with organizations because I thought that the organizations had the key to transforming the society. Well, I don't know if that is true after my experience, but well, all together we maybe we can make it. Now I think that Europe is in serious danger, and I think that all together we have to seek for the values of every country, and for me this days here has been a very inspirational experience, because when I listen to someone from Russia, for example, say, where were those Russians before, because I never heard about. I mean, with the news and all the news are giving the media, and so they tell me about another Russia I never knew. So or Hungarians or whatever, and I really want to know them. I mean, to know why I have this feeling of overall I am a European. First, I am a Basque person, a Spanish, and a European, and a person who loves and feels oneness to the whole planet and all the people, all the life is inside. So, if you interact people, I know you several years ago, I know my research of myself. So, you are here trying to create a movement to do this. So I'll be very glad and honored to participate with you if you don't mind.
We don't mind. You're welcome.
We will think about
it.
Yes. Okay, I'm Maria, and one third, at least, or more, are Spanish speakers here.
Yes. This doesn't work. The B plan is the Spanish general.
So I don't know really how to define myself, because I don't like to define myself. So, for me, Europe is part of my 30s, I can say. I devoted many years to research as an architect and urban planner, Cold War cities. I became fascinated with war cities, with Sarajevo, Beirut. Currently, I'm living with Syrian people from Aleppo, so it's like around me, I don't know what is happening. But, and this naturally, I connected with Integral City in the first conference in Budapest, and was the year when Integral City just came to my lab, not before. And also, I met Raquel Torrent, the former president of the Integral Association of Spain. So it was very recently, but intense. And from there, because in my 30s, with this scope of research, I was invited also as a visiting scholar at Columbia University at the Center of Organizational Innovation, which was connected me with different scholars and networks worldwide. And in my 40s, I have existential crisis. It was like a huge liberation, and I changed my research interest or my engagement with what I'm going to do here. So I started my PhD dissertation about design practices and processes with a spiritual focus, but based on eros, but eros from pleasure, from the body, really. So building up erotic materialism by design. I am still there, and I am member of the Integral City movement, and I'm also a board member of the permaculture, or the main international organization of permaculture worldwide, which connects me with networks in Latin America. And so I don't know what is Europe, but and what I can say about myself, I'm addicted to travel and to visit cities, and so on. So this is my
answer. Well, hi, my name is Juan Carlos. First of all, I'm excuse myself for arrival later, but I feel the necessity to attend the speech of a friend, but I want to stay here and hear this. When I read in the program, this possibility exists. This, I feel very excited when I'm Marco talking to me about it. I'm born in Mexico. I technically could be Spanish too, because my family and I have my passport and whatever, but I really am Mexican. I live in Latin America. My background is I work in business for several years, and I'm a philosopher by studies, and I'm a writer. I write novels, and I'm very, very, very attached with the Wilbur's literature and Wilbur's model. And when I hear about this 2 years ago, I definitely came, and this is my second time, and I'm very enthusiastic to try to understand and to try to apply this first in my life and try to do something with this to my society, to my community, and I'm really happy to hear this group of people trying to construct something in Europe first, but I hope in some moment we can participate, and we are too close to Donald Trump, we need to to find some kind of exit to the world. And
well,
the wall. You will pay for the wall.
Maybe, unless we always pay for it.
As Donald Trump would put it, first we will take Europe, then we will take the wall.
Or we will have to transcend the community.
Well, that's it at the beginning.
Thank you.
Okay, so my name is Santiago Velasco. I'm from Spain also, which seems a bit contradicting because I came here because I couldn't find any Spanish in Tigre. So, yeah, like my curriculum is not that impressive. My journey is just starting, like I'm not anything, which is also quite liberating. And right now I'm just like a few years ago. It seems like a long ago for me, for my age, but I know it's not that long. But I dropped out school, my way of thinking didn't fit in the system. I started looking for answers my way, looking at my personal journey. I first started looking outside, traveling, going from country to country, seeing what was really life and how it contrasted to what they told me that was life. And then a few years after, I realized that I had to do another journey inside myself. So then I got certified as a coach and started going like deep personal development. I started having like very, very, very crazy, spontaneous, spiritual experiences. And after going crazy for several years, I got to know the integral theory and start investigating and said like, okay, like seems like everything has its place. And now here it's been like so, it's so inspiring. Like all of you people, I think you're amazing all. And the conference and all the ideas that I shared here, and I just, every time I go to a conference or a workshop, it's like, boom, thank you. And something that really makes sense, like, please, like, yeah. So I just want to be part of this, of what's going on, and really bring all these ideas to young people. Because I think they really, really need it. Not just business, you know, like the future of business, it's going to be there, you know. There's a holocracy, you know, people that have been working to create a business, you know, leave control. Okay, after 20 years creating the business, that's scary. But new generations, maybe they get the business and they want to do something new, and they are more open to all these models. So it's good for them to know what to use.
Now we don't mind that you are Spanish. However, as you heard, we have erotic intentions. Are you above 18?
I look amazingly young, but no, I'm 24, so I'm young, but not that young.
Welcome.
Yes, my name is Hirit Alex. I was born near Brussels, grew up in a way with the European ID, which was very present there. And I live in Germany, I'm B-national, and I agreed to coordinate a European project 17 months ago. It's called Co-Creating Europe, and the visionary behind it is Annette Kaiser, and those who were at the conference 2 years ago have seen her in the role, so to say, in the constellation as the soul of Europe. She was the one standing for the soul of Europe. And she was already sort of pregnant with the vision for Europe and the diversity in unity, and that experience strengthened her motivation to find ways and find people. And I've been very connected with her for many, many years. And so finally, when Thomas Steininger, who's here at the conference as well, and Sonja Student, who's very much involved in the integral in Germany, and Jens Heisnerkamp, who comes from anthroposophical background, the moment they said, okay, we step in, they asked me, can you be the one coordinating the whole project? And I've been doing that now for 17 months, and it's been quite a journey with quite some challenges, but a lot of beauty and inspiration. I get inspired again just listening to all of you. And it's a bit difficult to summarize the intention, but I would like to use Brother Steinel Rust's words from this morning. The stop is very essential to us. Like, we really wanted to be based in silence, in this deep connection, the spiritual approach. At the same time, look what is being asked of us by society, by life, but by education, all sorts of business, everywhere where people are experiencing the need for change. How can we network them, synchronize it, learn from one another, but also the go, like not just people talking about it, but really putting it into practice, trying, because none of us really knows how it works. We can only learn by doing it. And so that's what we try or intend to connect, because we see the need for Europe to be united, but be united in a very deep way. And we feel that, and I think you can see that with your global perspective, that if there is going to be a tipping point, Europe might reach it a bit earlier than some other parts of the world. So we might have a role to play in really bringing it forth within the world, because we are privileged in many ways, and we have a lot to learn from one another. So that's the co-creating Europe project. The website is not yet there, but we're working on it. Like to get in touch with a few of you. We had a first meeting in March with 30 people from 17 countries. There's others, Marco couldn't come the last moment, but there's like 12 other people that would have loved to be there. So there's already quite a group and quite a field growing, and next year we will most likely meet in Bulgaria, in Plovdiv, and we would like to have more younger people as well. And of course, people from networks is like our first preference, priority, because then it can start growing. And we are envisioning a big event, and Vince is very much sort of our link or hope or whatever.
Hope.
In 2021. So we have like several projects, aspects that we're working on, and Vince has been involved in that as well. So, and I heard about this meeting and the initiative about having some association, and we're in the stage of also looking at, okay, German association, because there's no way yet to have a real European one, but then we need to be European, should be a foundation with different. So I'm working on that, being the CEO. And that road, which is, I think, is really foolish and funny, but it's needed, it seems, looking from the blue perspective.
May I add that?
Yes, please.
That from the Integro perspective, like Integro Europe would be for the Wilbur Integral thing to be a European platform. And this one is non-Wilbur centric, not even necessarily some stage model centric, but generally it's a wider circle of those Europeans who have this kind of consciousness, you know, gather, bring their crowd, and in a size of a few thousand people gathering, it's a major thing, in which the Integro community is one part. So this
yes.
is how
yes.
Integro Europe relates to this
yes.
Forum Europe thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's very important,
mm-hmm.
because we really want to embrace even more communities and networks than just the Integro. Although, like, I think there's like one third of the people who were there in March are here now on the conference.
Yeah.
We many of us are integrally informed, and it's of course very helpful. But we want it to be broader.
It's very important,
yes.
as you said, the Russian, that many who are not even aware of this integral approach, but their mindset is.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind
yes.
of that wider. And for Integral Europe, it's very important to keep its Wilbur central core, because it would be easy to lose and just do a general postmodern something.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of differentiating and protecting the identity and the mission of these circles. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Sandra Birkhofer. I'm from Budapest, Hungary. I'm a student at Benczes Integral Academy. That's how I got the opportunity to be here as his assistant during the time of the conference. But personally, I'm also connected to this integral psychology movement. I have an MA in psychology, so for a while I was part of the, let's call it the conservative psychological grouping. I also like that, but I must say that the integral movement is much more my thing. It's more open, and it welcomes spirituality, which is missing from the conservative way.
And I'm here because I'm Vince's assistant, and I have to call him wherever he goes.
During the conference.
Get there at the end, he will stop. We're not going to stop him. but I'm going to be around. And I must add to this that I'm really glad that I can do that because things are happening around Bensa all the time and he makes things happen. So it's really great to be where he is.
And she's just a perfect assistant, the best I ever had. So I'm
oh,
going to tell you. Total flow without any glitch, total flow together.
I studied for 3 years in the school, so thank you. It was a great teaching. I learned the lesson.
I'm Daniela Borsche. I'd like to start with why I've chosen to study business administration and also been at a French business school. It really came from a spiritual, sort of like a peak experience where I have been told to bring spirituality into business. And this is where my starting point set off. Having a career in management, so worked in different companies, middle-sized up to top management. And I was always missing something, missing a kind of mapping, missing being in contact with people, and really sometimes losing what brought me up there, because I was interested in everything, architecture, psychology, so something like interested in a lot. And so life brought me a lot of presence and deep shadow work and experiences in working in NGOs and so on. Also, I am European from the age of 14 on, and had a lot to recover in terms of being German, of course, due to my history and due to my my roots. Yeah, now I have this present to be in the lead of the German Integrales Forum, German-speaking world, and it's the right place to be. And from there, I'd like to see what I can offer to the Integral Europe now. I have been 2 to 4 years, I've been active in this community, but I was like a little bit on diving underneath, because I did a constellation training, so I'm an integral constellator, and I'm also an intercultural coach, trainer, and consultant, so I might bring something here in. And it might be, if I hear 5 guys and no women, to have a female leader within your team.
Yeah. We want that.
Or at least someone having experiences through all the stages.
Of course, please. We ended up being 5 males in the Zoom meetings, and we kind of felt embarrassed. We didn't decide this or choose, it's just, you know, who stayed there or if it was 5 males, so we won females in the team.
Bettina still came in after.
Bettina.
I'm Bettina Wichers, I'm from Germany too, I'm a member of the Integral Forum too, and my profession is gerontology. I'm here presenting about integral gerontology and dementia integral. So I'm working with people who are losing their whole identity at the end with dementia, and they're losing any thought about nationality or something else.
Being
so
global.
On the other side, yes. I'm here because I was curious since the beginning of 2017. I'm a facilitator of the group leaders, of the leaders of the integral groups in Germany. We meet once a month on Zoom, and I'm one of the facilitators. And we're meeting every month, and there was so many meetings I facilitated where I sit there and thought, where are the Germans? I was always mostly the only German. There were some people from Austria, some people from Switzerland, and from Luxembourg. And I was for several meetings. I was the only German. And I thought that's interesting. It's not a German forum. It's a kind of European forum we have on the German speaking community, of course. And yes, that's fascinating me. And when I thought that, I thought, oh, I will come up and listen.
Raimon, I'd like to take 2 minutes to say something. In our group of five men, there was one brown man who is not European by birth or by residence. And what I would like to do is I would like to step outside the circle for a minute or so and speak from outside the circle. Mm-hmm. You might think of it as a one-minute constellation type representative role, okay? You must do this. You must do this. The way to global oneness is through European oneness. For all the deficiencies of the European Commission, there is nothing like the European Commission on Earth. The European Commission is the most advanced, yes, in spite of screwing Greece, it is the most advanced from a lower right orientation, the most advanced association we have. You must lead the way. Here. The way to global is through Europe.
Wow. Wow. Thank you. I got chills because I never heard you speaking up from outside, and this role shift actually made me understood way deeper why you tickle us to do this all the time. kind of reshape what I had in mind. That caused a little trouble when we talk about it. Okay, now I understood and how blind I was. And sorry for that.
Gathered here in the half hour we have left to lunch break. What we can do as next steps to get this on the road?
I would ask straight away, because I've done so much thing, and the first 6 years of my want to change the world was green, where we had many plans and nothing happens. And it's almost embarrassing that we say to each other that we'll do it and nobody does anything. And then I left behind, and since that time I created the Academy IC, and I want to be teams which create. So let me ask straight, who feels, raise your hand if you feel that you would put work hours into this. You would want to join the team to make it happen. Awesome. Thank you. I pass around again the name list. Put an asterisk to your name if your hand is up now. And those of you who came late, put your names up. That was my question. I kind of satisfied for today's session.
The next step is, well, we, of course we have to agree here now we are live together, which is great, but how to get this working while we are spread hundreds and thousands of kilometers apart, huh? Mm-hmm.
So of course, internet. In which way? Well, I'd volunteer to organize this as I've been doing in our small team to get it running. Really, simply to fix dates, to make Zoom calls, to make perhaps a common working space on the internet, something like that, to share documents. We have started the process of that it needs a legal container. Thinking about this, our first idea was an association. You have to put it in some country, as you said. So our first idea was in Germany. I'm rethinking this a bit, especially in view of what Christiane Zeus-Schöller told us, really, this to construct an organization carefully right from the yeah. beginning, with the social structure, the legal structure, and the organizational legal structure. Yeah. And really, well, it's important how we start there. It's, and I think several of us asked her there, and she's willing to support this process there, to consult us on in these next steps.
Yeah, obviously, the organizational structure has to be a team, you know, there's no other way around it. And, obviously, you know, Christiane or Dennis can support us, although they might not be able to be so much involved at this stage, and a specialist in management as well, you know. But I think that ENCODE has all these legal and bylaws and things like that that help, you know, give the, you know, the ground to the organization, and that's very important. But in terms of areas, I think that this Integral Europe Association should be concerned about, you know, the different integral areas, you know, growing up, cleaning up, waking up, should be very important. And just by getting us together, you know, what you said, this long you had of meeting Spanish integralists, you know, we just have a map, you know, a web page saying that this is all the people, you know, that know about this European Association are Spanish, so it would have helped you, you know, to find these people in the first place. But on top of that, there is so many good people here, you know, in this conference and outside as well, that have so much skills, so much knowledge in different areas, in management, in education, in psychology, in spirituality, together with the integral approach, that I think, you know, it would be a great conveyor belt for all of us, you know, to grow together. And but also, I think that one of the key elements of the association should be the showing up, you know, reaching outside our group, you know, and trying to bring the integral vision to Europe, you know, for the non-integralists, to the European Commission, to being a sort of lobby or doing research, you know, and trying to get funds for doing that. I think that should be very important. I mean, it shouldn't be, from my point of view, a kind of endogamic kind of thing, you know. It should be, you know, very outward-oriented, you know, to bring integral vision to Europe.
And not only to Europe.
And not only to Europe, yeah.
In terms of next steps, and in terms of our remaining 20-some minutes, it feels vital to go no further without taking care of the gender issue that is already here. And if it takes us the remaining time we have today, we must take care of that by the time we go to lunch. We can take care of it right here in the next 20 minutes. And to make the point emphatically and expressively, it would be right to say, even though I have not conferred with the other men, is that we would all willingly step out of the leadership if needed, so that women are fully part of the next steps, 100%. And what may be needed for that, given a few thousand years of the wound, is that 60% of the leadership, and I don't know if we're going to have that clear boundaries between leaders and non-leaders, but I'm making the point more expressively rather than literally, that 60% of the leadership function, shall we say, be from women leading.
I'm a little skeptical about this. because it's about the inner balance of the masculine and feminine. So if I see any, let's say, foolishness in male leaders, show me your feminine doing right. Mm-hmm. So for me it's okay. I mean, as whatever I am, for me it's okay. So thank you for that, but I want the balance. Whoever is leading, I want the balance. Please.
Yeah, Margaret Thatcher is not invited.
What would be the mission statement, or a mission statement that would reflect this? I still don't have clear what is the... I mean, I feel the intention, I resonate with what you were saying out of the circle. But what I don't know, what is the mission, the core? So maybe we can explore that.
We need to still work it out. Like, we had sessions where each of us basically shared what individually or, you know, visions, missions, interests, wishes, fears, etc. are. But I think we need a session where we kind of distillate it as a mutually shared, clearly articulated vision.
One of the reasons that we didn't get into that is that we thought it was too soon. We were just five people, you know. So we wanted to co-create this museum with a bigger group, you know. So we hold it.
That was the reason why I didn't raise my hand when Ben said this, because I was thinking, to what exactly? So for me, the mission is very important. It's what at the end would make the whole structure, you know, function. And so that for me is important. So I'm going to put a start.
Okay. So the way I experience work and life and creating things. Is that whoever says I want to do it, even if I don't know exactly what, but I feel kind of a pulse in my heart that I want to be there and do it, that person has the right to define what we will do together. So it's so organic, no, nothing ego or power game, just organic, you know. And that, so we co-define it. But I only want to co-define with people who want to be there and will stay there. Because I also experienced that we were 22, everybody had ideas, we did a list, okay, we will do this, and 17 disappear, and I don't want to do other people's vision who are not interested to be here and do it. Okay, so kind of organically, who wants to, and it's not one leader, but we co-lead, so we will do it in a higher way, but it has to be from the past of the heart of course.
I would suggest a very simple thing that, like, I guess we don't have much time left, and obviously we can't really, you know, come up with a mission statement now, or we even, like, make a decision about the female leadership or something. So what if now we just list, you know, the questions that we need to answer in the next step, so that we kind of map this area of unknown that we have to figure out together, then maybe the agenda for the next online meeting, or maybe the events or offline meeting, I don't know, with those questions, and maybe even those who didn't raise their hands because of the doubt also can go on that meeting, and, like, you know, make a final decision after that. But at least so that we have, you know, some structure of what things we need to think of, need to answer.
Okay.
Yes, I agree with both. I think we should start with say yes, as we did.
Yes.
Then to decide that a sort of boxes between.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe before that, in between, we can decide the place that would be as maybe German or so we know, already know the content.
You mean the place of the medium? Or?
No, the place of to put the
incorporated in the association.
And in this place, we put boxes, and then we fulfill these boxes.
Mm. Because you cannot do, there is no Europe like a country yet. No European passport, no incorporation in Europe, but in the country.
And
so
it seems to be breaking up.
Yeah.
So Europe seems to be breaking up. So
well, we don't. Yeah, so.
Actually, if I can make a comment, I agree with everything, and it's very inspiring, and I'm a little bit disappointed that we're running out of time. And I wonder if we can make some time still during the conference to come back, especially with the asterisk people that are investing themselves. Because I don't know, I feel like really fired up now. So,
okay.
And it is an opportunity while we're in the same space, rather than going online again and then we get distracted back into our lives and then
okay,
maybe kind of like, let's
you call for a second meeting during IEC.
I don't,
yeah.
You know,
you guys call
we're
for
up for it. Yes,
you want to come?
Yes.
Maybe on some dinner.
Yeah, for example.
So, Raymond, please take the lead and consult with the team to see that.
I guess it shouldn't be today because of the constellation, but maybe tomorrow.
And tomorrow is Olaf.
Each dinner is kind of communal.
Okay, so then can you just decide that and then, you know, notify everyone?
Sunday breakfast?
Breakfast?
Yes.
Okay, for me?
One more practical question on the list.
Okay, Sunday breakfast, everything, everybody good? Can we? Okay.
Breakfast.
The breakfast at
8.
HR. We look for each other, sit at the table.
Okay.
Just one practical
question on the list. I saw that we were just putting the names, our names there.
Name, country.
And country, yeah. Do you? No, I didn't see any email, so I was just wondering how are we going to get
emails? We are going to get the emails from the Greece.
From the
you
list.
Guys are registered
in
the conference.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't try the same thing two times.
Just have the idea of bringing out to one of these billboards that we need questions from everybody because I think we have a lot in doing answers already, and I know some haven't been able to join today because they want to go into this other talks and experiences. So maybe somewhere just asking what they think is needed.
People
so
are not here now.
Asking them to give us their questions,
mm-hmm.
not their answers, their questions for whenever we can pick them up. So maybe someone likes to put that in clear English.
Clarifying how the process is going now, like, can we do it, for instance, like my offer is that we do it like in sociocracy, like any ideas which have been told now or we are like, you know, putting the question still, if there are no clear objections, we put it on the list, right? Don't not discussing it, and then we have like the list of, you know, what's important to do maybe before. Yeah, so meeting is the first one, then somehow asking the rest of the people who are not here.
I have another question. So there are already some drafts of mission statements that have been written down altogether.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's something that we can share amongst ourselves.
Yeah, for breakfast, for Sunday, to read it.
Right. Or would you? Or
where
is there a better idea
that
to kind of think of new ideas and
no.
come to the mission statement?
First of all, we have to kind of filter out from this group who is going to stay on board and come to the meetings again and again and again. And with them, we should. We should update that mission statement so we don't produce, side, misstatements. So very very yellow, practical, functional is the word. So I think for this gathering, it's awesome if we meet again for the next dinner, the next breakfast, see who is coming naturally, who is drawn by heart, and then go from there. And I think our mission statement is not yet unified enough. Is that right, Marco and Raymond?
We did not really concentrate on a mission statement,
mm-hmm.
but we rather approached from projects that that sounded reasonable and feasible for us.
And stakeholders. So
far, yes, and stakeholders, other these relationship to other stakeholders, and what is our unique quality compared to others in this field, and our borders and subjects like these. I think the practical approach from what projects can we realize is much more practical than constructing a ideal.
At the moment, a theoretical mission statement. Instead of that, we did immediately put in what we would actually do and would like to see happen. Mm-hmm. You see, and from that we can construct a mission statement, but it's very reality based. And in that note, we actually, those of you who join now, we can continue this process now, consider you as a stakeholder, and see what you want to put in as a contribution and what you want to see happen. You see?
So, like, as a proposal, what if tomorrow on the meeting we kind of map, you know, those who come tomorrow as stakeholders,
maybe
the key needs,
or
Sunday, yeah. So we, like, gather there, and then we create, like, this kind of a map.
Okay,
the
that's
key
awesome.
Stakeholders, the key needs, the key, well, we can decide what should be on the map.
Uh-huh.
I can facilitate the process.
For that, please get Reiner, because he was leading us through this process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Reiner.
Yeah.
Okay, we get him to the table. Thank you.
You might have the stakeholders.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that we are on the one side persons gathering here, and there were many organizations behind the stakeholders.
We don't have yet running projects.
Mm-hmm.
Just
ideas.
Yeah,
then we can share them with you.
Yes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if the group would take 30 seconds to do a symbolic gesture of the women standing in the center together holding hands.
So we understand.
Well, the symbol leads.
Okay.
So now to interpret that, what would be the reverberation of such a gesture?
As a constellation.
Just for 30 seconds right now.
Okay.
So
if
you're this white standing in a circle in the center.
What is woman?
You have to decide now.
Whoever feels like.
Yeah, exactly. After, shall we also stand in a circle?
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
So we experience
yes.
A little more. Males. When you were not turning, that let's not forget the women. And when you females turned, I felt that now we don't forget, because now we see, because
mm-hmm.
they turn to us.
Mm-hmm.
I am you. You are me.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
we.
Women turn to us, so we see you.
Even the female inside me is excited.
We are complete together.
Perfect sense, and I just wanted to tell you guys, I was very emotional because we as South Americans, we feel so hurt in our history by Europe.
By Spanish,
by Portuguese, even in my country, from Germans in the south and Italians. But I experienced here, we're all broken. And we look up to you guys. So I'm very pleased to be here. And to be a volunteer for this circle, beautiful circle.
Can you copy the sentence?
Yeah. Okay. This feels good. I wanted to ask you, dude, that you know the parts of the world? We are looking up to you guys.
Wow.
And you have no responsibility with us, but we will follow. So thank you very much.
I'd like to come and put my hand on you if you.
But the heart of Latin America is so huge. Yes, it's so huge. You perhaps you more lead than you lose.
And you impact us as much as we impact you if you step up and speak like now.
Don't
higher stage that we are in is not to segregate, but to connect. We are over the times of segregation. We are in time of connecting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.